Bonded Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know?
Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job. And they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact SpectrumAccess at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. That's right. This is your show. Welcome. This is your host, Michael. And we have a show for you tonight. Yes, we do. And we're live from Orlando, Florida. That's right. If you're driving in the car, turning those dials, stop right here because we got a show for you tonight. If you're driving, be careful. But if you're asking, what is this show all about? Well, we are the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. That's right. And before we get started, let me introduce the players tonight. My beautiful co-host wife, and she is sensational, especially this week. That's right. We'll tell you about it in a few minutes. My co-host, Lynn Golder.
I'm here. By hook or crook, I'm here. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the May 22nd edition of, you know, the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
And in his home in Ocala, Florida, our guest host, his name is Charles. Charles Brooks. Charles, are you there, Charles?
Good evening, everybody.
Charles, it's a pleasure to have you back.
Well, it's good to be here. Thank you.
And in the studios in Orlando, Florida, our producer and our engineer. And without him, we can't have a show. That's right. Are you there, Chris Shaw?
Well, I ain't going to say without me, you can't have a show. You could do a show without me. But it just won't be an exciting show. It'll be an overzealous show.
That's right.
Because
that's right.
You are right. Zealous by yourself. With me, I just add some charisma and flavor. And Sir Charles just add the grown man flavor. Did I do it? Did I get it, Charles?
You got it done.
You got it done.
And let me say this way, the phone number to call in, which we hope you can do it, 407-894-1680. Now, let me tell you something this week. I got to tell you something. This week, well, the last 3 days, I'll tell you something. We had our grandchild with us and our great-grandchild.
Aww.
And let me tell you something. What's that? What is that, Lynn, that you said?
I'm Charles. I don't know what I said off the air. I think I said I'm getting too old to be a great-grandmother.
Yes.
Yeah, she said she's getting too old to be a great-grandmother.
Like what it was 20 years ago when our grandchildren were little.
Absolutely.
Nope.
Because that child is something else. Tonight, I want to talk about something.
Oh, golly.
Tonight, I want to talk about anyone listening to this radio show, that if you ever had grandparents, I'll give you a thought. Right now, I'm a grandparent and a great-grandparent. And I'll tell you something. I try to remember back when I was a kid and I had grandparents and how they interacted with me. Now, tonight, I want you to listen to this carefully. If you had grandparents that you knew, that you went over their house, if you played with them when you were a kid, if you remember your grandparents, and you have any kind of story about your grandparents, that when you were with them, you can call in. And tonight's contest is, if you have the best story about your grandparents, a funny one, or a story about your grandparents, a $25 gift card is waiting for you. If you can be the one, tell us the best story.
We'll tell them at the end of the show.
And yeah, we'll tell you towards the end of the show who won. The phone number is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
I forgot to mention that. Thank goodness for Jackie, our granddaughter. She's upstairs with Lorelai, a.k.a. Rory.
Yep.
And she's babysitting upstairs right now. So you won't be hearing any screaming, we hope. Oh, geez.
And I'll tell you something, folks. If you what's that line that you – I love that line. What's the line that I said to you? I want you to say it again.
I have to go to my screen.
You got to have that. You got to have
– Hold on.
I want that quote.
Nothing like put me on the spot here. Okay. I read this last week, but Michael wanted me to read it to you again. So here we go. And when you get to where you're going, turn around and help her too. For there was a time not long ago when she was you.
I hope you got that, folks, because I'll tell you something. I'm going back to when I was a kid. May my grandparents rest in peace. That, well, all I can say is, well, I'm thinking off the air and now on the air about my grandparents. Charles?
We have to do one first, Michael.
Oh, we have a, okay. Before we get started with Charles, what's your shout-out, Lynn?
Well, first of all, we would like to extend our condolences to Chris down there in the studio and Nakia on the loss of Nakia's cousin recently, Chris told us. So our condolences, Chris, to you and the family. And also, I doubt whether she's listening, but we told her just to boost her spirits. We left a message on her voicemail. A big shout-out to Harriet Berman, my cousin in New York, who is in the hospital and not feeling very well. So she used to call in from New York, and she knows her trivia, her oldies. So a big shout-out to Harriet. We hope you feel better soon, Harriet.
Yes, definitely.
But Charles.
Yes.
Do you have any recollection of your grandparents?
Oh, yes. Yes. Grandfather used to take me fishing.
That was something.
Yeah, that was something. And he'd tell me stories while we were fishing. And he played with me, did things with me, you know, at his house when we were visiting. And my grandmother played jacks with me, taught me how to play jacks.
Some of the artists might not even know what jacks is.
Yeah, I play jacks.
Do you play jacks?
Yeah, you got. I know what it is, but let's explain it to the younger viewers that we have listening.
Well, how do you describe those metal things with the points and what, the ball?
It's a star. It's a jack.
Okay.
They're jacks, but they're like stars, metal stars.
Yeah, and you have to bounce the ball and see how many you can pick up.
And you had a little tiny ball. You bounced it once and picked up one because right. you onesies and twosies and right. threesies and foursies.
Okay, so wait, let me do it. All right, so what it is these jacks and little stars and little jacks that's like spike, and you put them out on the ground. And you have one small ball. You got to bounce the ball, catch the ball, and pick up a jack before the ball hit the ground again. So you got to beat the ball right. so it don't hit the ground twice. You bounce it off.
Well, right. wait.
No, he's right.
He was sighted. Then I wonder if any blind person can play jacks.
Ooh.
No, Chris is right. He's describing it.
Ooh.
I understand that, but can any blind person play jacks?
It would be kind of hard. How the heck do you know where the ball is in the air? I mean, maybe if you're lucky, you could catch it. What do you think? I don't know.
That's tough, Mike.
It depends. You know
I
what?
Had a hard enough time.
Yeah, right.
When I could see.
Yeah, I was going to say if you bounce the ball with the same intensity, maybe you'd be lucky.
Well, maybe a blind person played something else.
Yeah, well, that's true.
You were sighted back then. I was sighted. But any of our blind listeners, if you were a kid and you were with your grandparents, call us 407-894-1680. You know, don't forget, this show is to entertain everyone, the blind, the sighted, letting the sighted people know about the blind folks. That's one of the reasons we started this radio show, because we wanted to tell the sighted people and explain the sighted people what us, people like myself that are blind, about this radio show so they can understand about the blind. I try to explain a lot of folks that are sighted. Don't feel sorry for me just because I'm blind, because I can do a lot of things. I'm happy to be alive. I'm happy to be here talking to you and entertaining you. So if you are blind and you were with your grandparents, what games did you play, if any? And if you're sighted, if you can tell us a story about your grandparents. I don't want a story about your parents. I want a story about your grandparents, because that's what I was thinking about today. Thinking back when I was a kid, and we used to go to a place called Ocean Beach Park in New London, Connecticut. And they would take me there, and we'd sit and watch whatever was going on, because on the boardwalk there was always something going on, flying trapeze people or musicians or whatever was going on in the boardwalk, and they would take us. So if there's any folks calling in, we'd love to hear from you, 407-894-1680.
We're going to go to break now.
We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Spectrum has great news for blind and beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news, access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Finding meaningful jobs with solid income has been a challenge for many blind and partially sighted people.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, 407-894-1680. Oh, yeah. And right now, Lynn, you're up.
Well, it's my pleasure to welcome for the first time on our show, Adam and Sherry Lawrence, husband-wife team. And I heard through the grapevine that they are top fundraisers for Vision Walk, which is, as you know, is sponsored by Foundation Fighting Blindness all over the country. But in this case, they're calling in from L.A., California. So welcome, Adam and Sherry.
Lawrence.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
Our pleasure.
So tell us a little bit about yourselves and then how you got involved with Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Well, I have retinitis pigmentosa. This is Adam. Mm-hmm. And I was diagnosed as a teenager. I had usable vision probably well into my 40s, and then after that started to go downhill. And today I'm pretty much totally blind. And back early on, I actually was just looking for more information about RP, and I happened to find the Foundation Fighting Blindness. And this is about, 22 years ago, give or take.
Wow.
And so I found it. I got involved. At the time in Los Angeles, they were doing different kinds of fundraising events. They didn't really have Vision Walk in the beginning. It wasn't until 2006 that they started Vision Walk. But when they did that, we got involved, and we've been involved with Vision Walk ever since. And pretty much in Los Angeles, I do usually raise about anywhere from 15 to 20 grand by myself, my team with Sherry's help.
That's tremendous. If you listen to this show, I was going to say most of our co-hosts have RP. It seems RP on this radio show is very popular.
A lot of our listeners
have RP, and it's, I guess you can say, very popular with the blind community, RP. But I have... Nobody has. I have stress. That's what did me in, stress.
I had stress. Yeah.
That's what made me blind.
That's what caused him to lose his eyesight. So the Vision Walk is all over the country at different times. Is that how it works? So yours is in California and coming up soon?
That's correct. So they have them in all different cities, all the major cities. And we've been co-chair and participants of the Los Angeles Vision Walk, as Adam said, since it began. And we look forward to it every year. It's one of the largest charitable events, certainly in the LA area.
Well tell us about it.
I like to know where you walk. Where do you walk?
Tell us about it as like a prototype so people would know in the rest of the country if they were interested in their local foundation
Fighting Blindness Vision Walk. What's involved? How do you get involved?
Absolutely. It's actually a lot of fun. It's for everybody, for sighted, for visually impaired, blind, everybody's included. Basically, it is a 5K walk. You could go as slow as you want, or you could run it if you want. We've been doing it a lot of times at the beach since we're here in L.A. So in Santa Monica, they've held it at the beach. So you walk along like the boardwalk. It's beautiful. We've had it in parks. It really kind of moves because, as some people know, Los Angeles is a huge city, and we're trying to engage everybody throughout L.A. So they try to move it to different venues to attract different people and more people every year.
And what each person does, they create a team, and they get people to join their team, and then they all together raise money, you know, go to their anybody they can to get some money raised and, you know, donated. And then at the end, we actually have a physical walk. We go to the walk site, and then it's like kind of a party. We walk it. There's music. There's, you know, stuff for the kids. We encourage, again, the spouses and family members to come. Guide dogs, other dogs are welcome when it's, you know, in an area where we can do it with dogs on leash or with a guide dog, obviously. So it's, you know, for everybody.
5K is meaning what?
Five miles.
It's about 3 miles.
Oh, it's about 3 miles?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's, you know, pretty much everybody could do it. And it's a great event. It's a great way to meet other people in the blind community, especially, and a great way to spread the word about FFB so that people know where to go for further resources.
Right. We encourage people to go on the website to My Retina Tracker and learn about, you know, if they think they're going to have RP or they're grandchildren are going to might have a tendency towards RP to, you know, find out what's in their genes.
Yeah, not just RP, but any inherited retinal disease.
Right, right.
It's IRD. Great organization.
Yeah.
Right.
Michael, if anybody has any questions for them?
If anybody has any questions or would like to speak to them,
Adam
Mr. Kerry. Mrs. Lawrence.
Right. What is it? I know what you're thinking of. Edie.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking of. Steve Lawrence.
Yeah.
And Edie Gourmet.
Yeah. And, another thing that we are doing here in Los Angeles is we're getting our chapter back up and running. We've kind of been on a hiatus, especially with the COVID thing, and we're working on doing that. And we're actually doing what we call community connections, where we bring people together just to share stories and experiences. And the foundation, like what we were doing so much, they're now going to be doing one on a national level June 4th.
So tell us about that, because we're not familiar with that.
Well, basically what we do is we invite people to come. It's a virtual event, so they can come join on their computer. And we basically go into breakout rooms based on where you're located, Los Angeles, you know, pick an area.
It's all through the West Coast, yeah. So we have people up and down the West Coast.
Right. And then we just we get people in these breakout rooms, and we just chat, share stories, ask questions. Sherry will talk to people and give her perspective from the sighted person's point of view, and we talk to other people about RP or macular degeneration, or again, whatever inherited disease and their eye disease they have. And it's just a way for us to all kind of connect and just know that we're not all alone.
Well, how does that work? And if any of our audience is interested in participating and or maybe just listening, how would they do that? How do they get involved?
There is a link for the virtual event. I can get that to you, and you could post it.
Sure.
And what they do is they just RSVP and register for the event. And then on the day of the event, which in this particular case will be June 4th, it's a Saturday, and Los Angeles time, 10 a.m. Central, I believe, is 12. And then Eastern time would be 1, right? 1 p.m.? Yes, right. 1 p.m.
So this is for the community. You're talking about the community.
Yeah, the community connection.
Community connection. Okay. And it's really a great time because you have people that join us. You know, they don't know where to turn, a lot of them, and they don't know that there's other people out there that are just like them. And one of the things that I love about it as a sighted person who is married to someone obviously visually impaired is I get to talk to a lot of family members, spouses, significant others, et cetera. And, you know, it impacts everybody. So They don't know whether they're doing something right, doing something too much, too little. And so it's another shared story that we get to talk about. And really, there's no right and wrong. It's just a matter of support.
Yeah, that's a big thing. I mean, a lot of people know about the Foundation Fighting Blindness and what they're doing to drive research to find treatments and cures. But, you know, the other side of it, which is the support side, a lot of people don't know about that. And that's one of the things that we're trying to get people to be aware of. It's not just about, you know, raising funds and collecting money and, you know, driving research. Obviously, that's all important. But it's also, you know, the community side, you know, sharing those stories and asking questions and providing resources and just getting the word out.
Yeah,
well, that's what this show is all. That's right. What this show, Blind and Beyond, is all about. Support.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you'd say this way. Too many people, let's just say, that are going blind, start feeling for themselves. They need assistance. They need I'm looking for the right word.
They need to feel they belong.
That's correct. They need to feel they belong. They need to feel there's other people in the same situation as them, right. And they shouldn't feel sorry for themselves. I know someone in South Florida right now that's going blind, and they don't want to talk to people. They don't want to talk to anybody because they're going blind. They feel sorry for themselves. And I guess we'll say it this way. Someone said, one person I know said they should listen to this radio show. Another person said they shouldn't listen to this radio show because they don't want them to feel sorry that they're going blind. And it's like, it's going to go away. The blindness is not going to go away. And the point is you have to know there's a support group. That's what this show is all about. And that's what you folks are doing, Mr. and Mrs. Lawrence. That's what they're doing.
Sherry, you said the event is June 2nd, and that's coming up sooner than later. And we'll June 4th, because we'll be on again next Sunday, so that gives us a teeny bit of time to spread the word. But if you could tell people now, too, and then also send me the link. If you could do that, tell everybody now if they'd like to listen in on June 4th.
Okay. Do you have the link, Candy?
You have a link?
The bottom line is we'll send it to you guys. You could share it.
Okay, sure.
But, yeah, it's really terrific. And anyone, you know, that's even remotely thinking about joining in, you don't have to talk. You could just listen. You could hear other people, and you could feel as comfortable as you want.
Hey.
There's a big word. I like that word.
Comfortable.
Comfortable. That's what blind people have to feel comfortable within themselves, to feel comfortable that when they're losing their sight, there's other people around them. That's a support system. That's a key word, support.
Yeah, but I also read that if you go through a grieving process, too, you know, when you're losing your sight, it's scary. And
well, thank God I had you when I went blind.
I know, but not everybody has somebody.
That's correct. Then they listen to this radio show because they need that support system. They need something. They need to hear the other people that are blind and talk to other people that are blind. Because that's the first thing. The same thing when I got my cancer. First thing I looked for was a support group to help me with my cancer. So everybody needs someone to be there. And if you're alone, if you're blind going, let's just say losing your sight and you're alone, it's rough. I admit it. Thank God I had a great wife. And Mr. and Mrs. Lawrence, you had each other. So that's a key too.
Right. But I think you also have to understand each other and know when to push and know when to back off.
That's correct.
That's true, too. Some people don't take kindly to being pushed.
That's right. And other people need to be pushed, even if they don't want to be sometimes.
My wife's always pushing me, always, always.
Good for you. I like that. I think that's good.
It's Sherry, he always yells at me, Sherry, because I move things around in the refrigerator, and I always say, but that's real estate issues. You know, when you go food shopping, you have to change positions and flip things. So he doesn't like that answer.
Honey, yeah, one of the rules I've learned over time is if something's in a certain position, please don't move it.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Right. Well, there's a lot to learn, certainly, about blindness and those of us who support, you know, our loved ones. And I hope that, you know, others will join our next
chapter meeting, and we'll get you some information. But in the meantime, you know, Foundation Fighting Blindness is a wonderful, wonderful organization, and we're just really proud to be part of it, especially here in Los Angeles for so many years.
And we're so proud to have them as a sponsor. So it works out all the way around. We're all proud to be with Foundation Fighting
Blindness. I can't believe that they got $15,000 to $20,000 out of it.
Oh my gosh, you're terrific. Unbelievable. Adam and Sherry. That's amazing.
Well, we hit up a lot of people, and we asked for sponsorship. So.
That's wonderful.
Yep. Well, thank you. Take no for an answer.
No, we don't.
You
take
what?
No
oh, you don't take no. You don't take
no for an answer.
Are you originally
no donation
from the East
is
Coast?
Too small. I'll take $1. I'll take $5,000. Doesn't matter.
That's great. Well, thank you guys for joining us. We really appreciate it.
You know who the worst people to give to? Doctors.
Oh, yeah.
Doctors, especially ones that are helping doctors who, let's just say, a lot of the blind folks use as and their patients of the doctors. They're the worst.
Yeah.
Well, we're trying to get them on board, too. So that's part of the outreach.
Yeah. We're working on that part of it, too. We want to get all the doctors involved because they're the ones who are working with the patients. They're the ones who can tell the patients, you know, here's where you can go. Foundation Fighting Blindness and give them some information. We want the doctors to be aware of that because, you know, when someone's diagnosed, especially first time, it's like, what do I do? I mean, you're telling me I'm going blind. Now what? And sometimes the doctors really have no other answer than, hey, just go home.
And that's right.
We want to make that more, you know, we want to make it clear to the doctors that there's more to it than just saying you're going to go blind.
Well, thank you so much for coming on.
Really nice to meet you. Guys.
It was very nice for you to come on.
Yes.
And thank Foundation Blindness for having you and having him on our radio show.
Well, thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I like having another one. So thank you, and stay well and have a nice holiday.
And that was Mr. and Mrs. Lawrence. Thank you very much for LA. Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
We'll go to break. Come back.
We're going to go to break and talk more about grandparents.
Sure.
We're going to go break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss, whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life, whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store, or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Or visit us online
at lighthousecfl.org. At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact SpectrumAccess at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Support for Blind and Beyond Radio comes from Lighthouse Works, empowering the lives of people living with vision loss and blindness. Looking for your next job? Join a talented team that values inclusion, collaboration, and excellence when you apply on our website today. Learn more about our current openings at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
As a professional musician, Lachie stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss. But she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Lachie, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Support for Blind and Beyond Radio comes from Lighthouse Works, empowering the lives of people living with vision loss and blindness. Looking for your next job? Join a talented team that values inclusion, collaboration, and excellence when you apply on our website today. Learn more about our current openings at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're back. We're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. That's right, Michael. The phone number to call in, wish you can, hope you can, 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. We got a caller right now calling about your grandparents, and this, I believe, is Christine calling from Jupiter, Florida. Christine, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you guys?
All right. How you doing, Christine?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
So are you calling about what I said to you about a story about your grandparents?
About grandparents.
A good story or a funny story?
Now, I'm debating because I have two stories. The funnier one is about a grandparent who died before I was born, but my mother told me the story. And then I have one that's not as funny, that with a grandma that I had when I was, I had this adventure when I was six. So, whichever story you want.
Let's hear about the one you were six. I want to hear the one you were six with your grandma.
Okay. Well, when I was six, I got this talking Cookie Monster doll. So you pull the string, and it would say things like "Me love cookies" and all kinds of different things like that. And I remembered I had that Cookie Monster in my lap, and I was sitting in Grandma's lap, and I was pulling the string, and Cookie Monster would say something, and we would have a conversation with him. We would answer back whatever he said.
Now, were you blind then?
Yes.
Oh, and yeah. How were your grandmother?
Yeah.
How was your grandmother when you were blind?
Oh, she treated me like any other kid. Grandpa, too.
But she did.
Oh, yeah. I when I was little, I'd sit in their lap. I only saw them like once a year because they lived in Ohio. I lived in New Jersey at the time. So we only saw my grandparents once a year. And Grandpa died before I turned 10, so I don't have very many memories of him. But and Grandma died when I was a teenager. And my other set of grandparents died before I was even born. So that's probably the best I could come up with. Unless you want to hear
the
story my
mother
told
me. That's very good. And it's great that you had grandparents when you were alive. Put that way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Definitely put you in the mix. We'll put you in the mix for.
Okay.
We'll see at the end of the show if yours is the best. But anyway, you're in the mix. Thank you for telling your story. Appreciate it so much.
Thank you. Okay.
So, folks.
Bye-bye.
If you'd like to be in the mix, give us a call. 407-894-1680. If you have a story about your grandparents, any kind of story, love to hear it.
I used to love to go visit my grandmother and used to go upstairs and sleep. I had a, there were two beds up in the attic and I had a sign on the wall that holding the speaker to speak into. I'm losing it. And I had a sign on the wall that said, Lynn's bed, nobody else can sleep here. But it's the truth. And I think my grandmother couldn't handle both my brother and I, so she alternated the visits. Robert was one visit and then I would be another. But I used to have fun. She used to play cards with me outside, and I got to sit in the breezeway and hang out. And she was an artist, a very well-known artist, and I used to just love to watch her paint and everything. But she used to do something that really, really embarrassed me. We would go to the supermarket, and I enjoyed going with her, you know, go to do errands. And she'd start walking over to the produce and eating the grapes without paying for them. And I go, Nanny! You didn't pay for those. And she takes some grapes and put them in her mouth, green grapes.
And wash them first.
No, she didn't care. And she said, oh, it's okay. Nothing's going to happen. Okay. Oh, and then the other thing is when she lived in Manhattan. The summer home is where I used to visit her most of the time. But she lived in New York in Manhattan. And she used to jaywalk. She was in her, and she just did. She didn't care. But she jaywalk and not walk with the light. And that used to scare me, too. But
everybody jaywalks.
Yeah, well, you're not supposed to. You can get a ticket in New York for jaywalking.
So hey, Lynn. Listen, we got to call on the phone line. When you went to your grandparents, that you used to walk the dog and you used to get afraid walking by where?
No, I don't want to bring that up now.
Well,
I don't know.
That's a funny story. We got to call on the phone line. I got two callers right here from Orlando, Florida. We got Sheila and Sherry. Sheila, how you doing?
I'm good, everybody. How are you?
Hi, Sheila.
Hi, Sheila.
Hello, Sheila.
So Sheila's calling in from...
Hi, Lynn.
Where are you calling in? Somewhere.
Do what?
College Park.
Stop taking the mic.
I'm in Orlando, yeah. Anyway.
Okay.
I was fortunate enough to get to know both of my sets of grandparents, but my one set from my mother's side was a lot more fun than the set from my father's
side. What happened to Sheila?
So, anyway, my grandmother... They were from New Jersey, and we lived in Virginia.
Oh, Sheila, we can't hear her.
So every time...
It keeps on going in and out. Is that my speaker?
No, it's Sheila.
Sheila, you're going in and out.
Can you hear me? Michael?
It's hard to hear you, Sheila.
All right.
It's hard to hear you. Going in and out.
Let me switch phones and see if that makes any difference. But anyway... Is that any better?
It's very bad. Call back, Sheila. Call back on your land phone.
Well,
I'm
no.
On my land
she's
phone.
On the landline. I can hear her loud and clear on this end, but you can't hear her on your end.
You can? Okay, well, keep on talking, Sheila.
So when my grandmother used to come visit us in Virginia Beach, and we were at the beach, she used to say... What are those birds? And we would tell her, well, Grandma, they're seagulls. And she said, no, no, no. This is the Chesapeake Bay, so they're bagels.
Well, that's funny.
So, anyway.
I like that.
Yeah.
Have a good night.
All right, You're in the mix. Who else on the line? She's definitely in the mix.
Hello, this is Sherry.
Sherry from Orlando, Florida. Okay, let's hear it from Sherry from Orlando, Florida.
All right. First, hi, everyone. Hi, Charles, Lynn, and I hope you're having a good weekend.
Hi, Sherry.
Hey. Sherry. Okay, this is my grandchildren's story. I am blessed to have, at my older age, two grandchildren, and they are twins, little boys, and they're 5 years old. And my twin grandson, Rory, lost his first tooth today. But he did it because they were roughhousing on the couch, and his twin brother, Damien, kicked him in the mouth. And out came a tooth, and they had to go looking for it. And they finally found the lost tooth. I talked to him, and he seemed rather pleased that he lost his first baby tooth. So that I've had so much fun being a grandma, and it's the reward you get for being a parent.
Did you say his name was Rory?
Rory. R-O-R-Y.
With an R?
Rory.
Yeah, Rory. Rory. That's what our grand. That's funny. That's our great granddaughter's nickname. That's our great granddaughter's nickname, Rory.
Oh, okay. What's her not nickname?
Lorelai. Lorelai.
Oh, well, this is Rory with an R, starting with an R. R-O-R-Y, Rory.
Yep, that's our nickname.
That's
yep. That's a nickname. Well, funny. Thank you for calling. We'll put you in the mix. We'll put you in the mix.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you. Have a good week, everyone. Bye-bye.
You too.
You as well.
And well, while we're making some more callers, we're going to go Charles Trivia. He's got a trivia tonight that I don't think anybody's going to get it. Charles, you're up. Do your trivia.
Okay. Tell me the name. No. Yes. Tell me the name of the artist that made this song.
This is a great song. Nobody's got another song, but who sang it?
407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. See what you has done. Yes, yes, yes. See what you has done. Girl, you made.
Who did this song? 407-894-1680.
407-894-1680. Charles, is he the original?
Yes.
Because yes.
Somebody yes.
Somebody else sang it also.
Somebody else sang it. A few people sang it, but he was the original.
I saw one other.
He was the original.
Well, we all know who it is. Yeah. The Sammy Davis Jr.
I thought it was Frank Sinatra.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Maybe it was Dino. The soberest lush in Hollywood.
Nobody's going to
get it. Hey, Chris, while we're waiting for somebody, can you tell that story you told us before we went on the air about I asked you if you were late to your own wedding?
Well, no, I was
you
on.
Mind.
Yeah. I was on time for my wedding. It was my spouse that was running behind the ball. So our wedding was supposed to start at 1400, 2 o'clock. And we're waiting and we're waiting. So me and the guys already dressed. We just waiting. So I decided to go out and usher in and tell people to come in and sit down and let people know where the bride side and the groom side and where everybody need to sit. So as I'm people coming in, they're like, oh, he's such a nice gentleman. Oh, he's great. And these people that I've never seen. Now, my family, of course, that did come, they knew it was me. And they're like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm just entertaining myself. So when the wedding started and the groom come in, everybody like, oh, look at all the ushers, how they brought the groom in. And then they saw me come out of the middle of them because they surrounded me and we walked. And it's like, oh, he's the groom? Wait, he's the usher too? Wait a minute. So people were kind of confused and discombobulated. So when my wife finally came in, they're like, oh, he's the groom. But why was he an usher? I'm lost. I don't understand. And I just, at the end, we just explained to him, like, hey, he was just being him.
That is funny.
So, gentlemen, I am a living witness. You can be an usher as well as a groom all at the same time.
There you go. Just thought that was a funny story.
Okay, so anybody, I don't think anybody knows that song. Who's singing it? 407? 894-1680. We'll wait another minute, and then we'll tell.
Somebody's got to know.
No, they don't. They have to be a real person who knows music back in the heyday.
See, Ryder, girl, see what you has done. Yes, yes, yes. See, see, Ryder,
see what you. Tell who sang it.
Oh, we have time.
Wait, one minute.
No, not right
now. I'll tell you the audience right now.
How about
you? Just told me I didn't know.
Give us a hint. Give us a hint.
Charles, you're going to give a hint?
Give him a hint.
A hint. They can't give him a hint, but I'll tell you a guy who did sing it. Yeah. Lynn said, a guy named Elvis Presley that did that song. But
yes.
That's not this song. That's not this song. It wasn't Elvis
Ray
Presley.
Charles also did it.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That I didn't know at all. Ray Charles did that song?
Yeah, Ray Charles also covered it.
Song was used in a movie or something.
But I believe this was the original song, right? This was the original
artist. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. And remember, during this time frame, a lot of people were covering a lot of other artists' songs.
Yep. All right, so Charles, they're not going to get it.
Wait one moment now. I do have the phone line ringing. Give me one moment. Y'all have a conversation, please.
Okay.
They looked it up. Took him 5 minutes to look it up.
Oh, well. The day and age we live in.
They looked it up. That's why I wanted to not make it so long, because people... I'm looking it up.
All right. So we got a caller calling in from Aventura, Florida. Mike, I don't know if he on the list. I got to go back and look at the list.
No, he's not. He is. Michael keeps hogging the mic. He's not on the list.
Okay. So we got Mike from Aventura on the phone line. And he said, I know who it is. I don't know. I don't think he has it. But let's find out if Mike really know.
Mike, Aventura Mall. Mike, Aventura Mall.
Yeah, hi. That's Chuck Willis from about 1958.
Ooh, ooh. Ooh, wait.
Am I right?
Charles, is he right?
Yeah.
What did he say?
Mike, really? Yeah. Mike,
yeah. Who did he say?
Mike said that's Chuck Willis from around 1958. He called and gave us a year.
We didn't hear him say Chuck Willis. That's terrific.
He said Chuck Willis?
He said Chuck Willis, and he said from around 1958.
1957 it was made. 1957, okay. Chuck Willis.
Yeah.
That's right.
1957. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from a place called Subway.
Oh,
Subway. They have Subways in New York.
I go there all the time, and I always tell them about Blind and Beyond.
There you go.
How are you feeling,
Thank
Michael?
You.
Mike, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling good, 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 just like a white Jewish blind American DJ should.
That's great. Yeah.
You are so funny. Did you hear what he said?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Another comedian. Yes, good. Another comedian.
I feel great.
Another comedian.
We like
another blind comedian.
Yeah.
You know what? There aren't that many blind comedians.
Oh, there's several.
Yeah, there are
you
few
know
of them. I have a lot of Louis Braille jokes.
Well, tell us one.
Okay. Louis Braille's wife, her name was Dottie Braille, and he had a dog by the name of Bumpy and a cat by the name of Pet Dot.
Aw, those are cute.
I got a trivia right now.
For who?
The whole listening audience.
Oh, you're talking to Mike.
Yeah, I'm Mike, too. We had a radio show. This is a good and sad story. See if anybody remembers them. We had a blind comedian on our radio show when we had Blind Matters. A blind comedian. He was on a lot. A blind comedian. Who was also, he played golf. So he was a blind comedian.
Oh, wow.
No.
Does anybody remember his name?
I know who you mean, but I can't think of his name.
No.
A gift card. Anybody knows his name? First name.
I remember him being on the air.
Me too, but I'd have to look at my...
Anybody phone. Knows who we're talking about. He was on our radio show a lot with Blind Matters. He was a doll, and he died. He was a golfer, and he was blind, and he was on our show. He's a comedian.
Oh,
wow. There's not many comedians I know. So, nope.
I'm having a senior moment. I can't remember.
I like to play golf, too. I played golf before. I do
when you're blind.
Everything. I went to see my mother today, and I talk about the good old days, talk about my blindness. Sometimes she forgets that I was blind, but then I remind her, and she remembers. She's 98 years old. God bless.
Oh, wow. Amen.
Yeah. And she's a
lovely lady. Who are you talking about?
Was it Gord Painter?
His mom.
His name was Gord.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mike. His name was Gord. G-O-R-D.
That's a trivia question.
Yes.
Painter. That's not a trivia. Nobody would know that. Because I had to look it up. I couldn't remember. It was Canadian.
Wow.
Gord. G-O-R-D.
Yes.
P-A-Y-N-T-O-R. He was funny.
Well, hey, Mike.
I don't know. There aren't that many blind comedians.
What'd you say?
Hey,
he's
Mike.
Blind musicians, but not that many blind comedians.
Well, we thank you for calling in, Mike, and congratulations to you.
Okay,
and, hey, keep up the good work. Tell your mom we say hello.
Okay.
You know, anybody that's 98 years old and still doing what they do and still can remember is doing a fantastic job. So tell her we say hello and we appreciate her.
Yeah, she remembers when I was in radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good, good. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
We're going to go to break at top of the hour, and we'll be back. And, folks, you're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We've got a lot more coming up. And if you know, if you have grandparents or had grandparents and you have a story, or if you have grandchildren, if you have a story you want to tell, grandchildren, grandparents, love to hear you be in the mix for a $25 gift card. So call back second hour of the show. We'd love to hear from you. 407-894-1680. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Support for Blind and Beyond Radio comes from Lighthouse Works, empowering the lives of people living with vision loss and blindness. Looking for your next job? Join a talented team that values inclusion, collaboration, and excellence when you apply on our website today. Learn more about our current openings at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact spectrumaccess@charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.